Welcome to the weekly sermon podcast for Resurrection Lutheran Church in Lebanon, Ohio. Each week, the sermon and the text it is based upon will be uploaded for your spiritual edification. You can also watch our entire worship service online through our website or Facebook page. The sermon for August 11th, 2024 is based on Luke chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. The preacher is Pastor Corey Wagenfield, and this sermon is the first in our series called Level Up, Discipleship Edition. The title for this sermon is Discipleship. Our second reading, it comes from Luke chapter 5, verses 1 to 11. Once, while Jesus was standing beside the lake of Gennesaret, and the crowd was pressing in on him to hear the word of God, he saw two boats there at the shore on the lake. The fishermen had gone out of them and were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little way from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep water and let down your nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we have worked all night long and have caught nothing. Yet if you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done this, they caught so many fish that their nets were beginning to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so that they began to sink. But when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For he and all who were with him were amazed at the catch of fish that they had taken. And so also were James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching people." When they had brought their boats to shore, they left everything and followed him. Word of God, word of life. Thanks be to God. Well, grace and peace to you from Jesus Christ, the one who calls us to a life of discipleship. Amen. Before I start my sermon today, I want to once again acknowledge and applaud the amazing and vulnerable reflections of our ELCA gathering participants that were shared last week. So thank you to them. If you didn't get a chance to hear their reflections and see them lead all the aspects of worship, I encourage you to go back and participate in that worship service on Facebook or YouTube sometime this week. Throughout the service, they kept focusing on the theme for the gathering, which was created to be. And if you were paying super close attention, you might have noticed that there were five daily themes: created to be this, or created to be that. Does anyone remember at least one of those daily themes? Authentic, there's one. Disruptive. Any others? Any of our ringers who went on the trip? Free, brave, and disciples. Brave, authentic, free, disruptive disciples. All things that we were created to be. And our week at the gathering ended with our youth and young adults being reminded of that fifth daily theme, that God has created them to be disciples in the world. But what does that mean for their and our daily lives? Beginning this week and continuing for the next 7 weeks, we will be leaving the predetermined lectionary readings that are assigned for our particular Sunday, and we'll be engaging in a sermon series that we developed at the beginning of the year based on discipleship, growing as disciples. And when I started to develop this series, I had no idea it was going to dovetail so seamlessly with the theme of the gathering, and I had no idea it would start the week after our youth's reflections. And so it's evident to me that the Holy Spirit inspires us in ways we often don't comprehend. The series is called, as you can tell by the graphic, Level Up. And if you couldn't tell by the graphics, it has a bit of a video game theme. One of our council members helped me come up with a theme. I think it's perfect for this series, as we will explore seven practices that grow us in our discipleship. Well, why the video game metaphor? Well, even if you aren't a gamer or someone who's played online games before, in games like World of Warcraft or Minecraft or even Legend of Zelda, any of the epic quest-type video games, you start as a noob. That's right, noob, N-O-O-B, a newbie, right? A newbie, someone who is level one, who has no real skills, no developed talents, very little gear or accessories. And you can play the game for a while as a noob, but ultimately, since you have very little experience, you won't play the game very long because it's going to become pretty boring. To make the game more engaging, to experience new places, to meet new people, to really experience the game as it was created, you have to level up. You participate in quests. You learn new skills. You do some side quests. You research gear and accessories that accentuate the skills and talents you're developing. But leveling up doesn't happen by just logging into the game and sitting there. It takes intentionality, trial and error, and time. It's a commitment to wanting to be the best that you can be. Our life of discipleship in the teachings of Jesus is like leveling up. After we commit to entering the main quest of living life as Jesus would have us live it, we experience it in new and exciting ways when we level up our discipleship with a series of practices. They're called discipleship practices, not because you do them once and you've mastered them, but because they take intentionality, trial and error, and time. It's a commitment to wanting to live more and more like Jesus each day. Not because we have to for our salvation, but because Jesus' actions free us to do so. And so each week over the next 7 weeks, we'll look at one of these different discipleship practices. They include worship, invitation, study, encouragement, service, giving, and prayer. There are seven practices that are biblically grounded, as evidenced in the psalm and the Bible reading that will accompany the theme each week, and are based on a series from the ELCA, Churchwide Expression, entitled Living Faith in Daily Life. Each week, as we explore one of the practices, we'll do just that. Practice it. We'll do that by having some short conversation time during the sermon, so I'm just preparing you now for that. We'll tie it to one of our ministry teams and the ministry work that they do. And at the end of the sermon, I'll provide some prompts to help you practice that element during the week, if you so choose. We'll also post about these weekly leveling up prompts on social media and in our newsletter. And if this season of life is too busy for you to fully engage in this main quest of leveling up, you have permission to participate in whatever way you are able. And hopefully, as we all level up at whatever pace is right for us, it will begin to seem less like a practice and more like an exciting adventure. You may be thinking to yourself, this is all well and good, Pastor Corey, but this seems like maybe it's something for lifelong Christians to pursue, or people who have been studying the Bible for a long time. I barely make it to church once a quarter, and sometimes I cuss on weekends. Surely this can't be for me. Well, to answer that, we turn to our reading today from Luke. And in this reading, Jesus assembles his squad of people that he wants to accompany him on his life's adventure. He could have gone about it as a solo quest, but rather he sees the importance of having people with him for the journey. Just as we assemble together in community as a support system for our fellow adventures through life. And who does Jesus select for his squad? Does he select the greatest orators of the time to help spread his message? Does he select great religious leaders to help him speak to the religiosity of the people? Does he select great warriors from the Roman Empire? No. Who does he select? A bunch of noobs. A bunch of regular old level one newbies with skills that most people who are trying to make waves in the systems of power would not select as part of their squad. Here we hear on Lake Gennesaret that Jesus selects three fishermen, Simon, James, and John, to join his squad. He selects three people who smell like sweat and fish, and who haven't been trained up in the ways of the social or religious elite. He chooses them just as they are. And I imagine that he says to them as a callback to his baptism, with you, I am well pleased. And the good news is that Jesus calls each and every one of us in that same way. Jesus calls us to be part of his adventure group, whether we feel like we're level 50 or a noob, to be part of his squad as we live out the quest to show all people the love of Christ Jesus through our words and actions. There are no prerequisites, no certain skills or levels you need to have accumulated before you start your journey of discipleship. God has already called you exactly as you are, perfectly and wonderfully made in God's image, to be part of God's main quest in this world. And as we level up our discipleship practices, they, combined with the unique talents that God has given each and every one of you, equips us as a team of disciples to enthusiastically do the work of loving our neighbor and seeking justice to which God has called us. God has called you, just as you are, in whatever stage of life you are in, no matter if you feel equipped or worthy. And God says to you, follow me, and I will make you fishers of people. And we follow Jesus and seek to level up in our discipleship, again, not because we have to for our salvation, but because Jesus has freed us to do so. Jesus shows us that we don't have to be ruled by the often unfair rules of the game of life, but that we are given a new path forward, a new quest that allows us to see the glimpses of God's kingdom here on earth now. Just like the disciples that followed Jesus, with a little bit of practice and the power of the Holy Spirit within us, imagine what good we too can do in the world around us for the sake of Jesus's good news. Are you ready to level up? Jesus is waiting to take you on an adventure of a lifetime. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to the Resurrection Lutheran Church Weekly Sermon Podcast. If you would like to know more about our congregation, visit us at rlc-lebanon.org. That's rlc-lebanon.org. Resurrection Lutheran Church is a church of the ELCA, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. We are located in Lebanon, Ohio, and have two Sunday worship services at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Our mission is to reach people with the love of Jesus Christ. All people, regardless of age, race, socioeconomic status, gender identity, sexual orientation, or cultural background, are welcome at RLC.